Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Fire Shut Up My Bones. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. It says there, "And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Let's pray. Lord, please help us. Help no interruptions to happen. Please help us to learn something from this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Man, in this passage of scripture here, there is a boisterous storm, a dangerous storm. It says in 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." Now the disciples are witnessing this. The ship is sinking. It's filling up with water, and they think death is imminent. And they approach the Master, Jesus Christ, as if he doesn't care at all. And it says, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" They're saying that Jesus doesn't care for them. The storm is imminent. The death, it looks like they're going to die. And they are blaming Jesus for not caring. They are accusing Jesus of not caring for them. Many times in our life, beloved, we do the same exact thing. We have no money in the bank. We owe rent. We owe mortgage. They're about to take our house. They're about to evict us. After we tithe, we have no money in the bank. We don't know where the food's going to come from. We have kids. Biden sent all the baby formula to the south, to the border. And now people don't know where the baby formula is going. Biden stops the Keystone pipelines. Gas prices are going up. And the only thing they do is blame Russia. The gas prices is Russia, 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 when they themselves don't love the American people. And then you start to wonder, Lord, do you care for me? Do you see what's happening? Why is this stuff happening to me? Someone stole your car. Your wife gets sick. You get into a car accident. And you begin to wonder if the Lord cares about you. And may God forbid that type of thinking. And may God forgive us for thinking this way. Of thinking that sometimes that the Lord doesn't care for me. And that's what I want to preach on today. Sometimes I think God doesn't care. And that's far from the truth. Notice with me in verse 37, 38, losing faith. You see, they're concentrating on the fact that there's a storm about to kill them when they should be thinking God, the creator of the universe, is the God of the storm. Just like if you read through Job, that God is the one to send rain. God is the one that controls the atmosphere, the heat. He controls everything. And the Lord cares for us. We need to stop and have faith and ask, like my dad told me this morning over the phone, that the Lord, let's see what the Lord is going to do for us during the storm. And I'm here to tell you, I've seen the goodness of the Lord. I've seen the goodness of the Lord. The refrigerator is full. We're healthy. Praise God. The Bible says, "I am young and now I'm old, yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." They thought the end was near. Verse 38, the ship was sinking. But let me tell you something. Jesus does care. How should we react when going through the storm? Very quickly, let's look at some verses here. There's much we can say about this, but I want you to cling onto these verses. Here's what Jesus wants us to do. It says in 1 Peter 5, 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The Lord cares for you. During the storm, that is what we ought to do. We ought to have faith in Jesus Christ, the Master, the supreme ruler of the world, that he will get us through the storm. The Bible says, "My grace is sufficient." The Lord will give you strength to get through the storm, through the pain. We must have faith and cast our care upon him. Now, we also ought to yoke with Jesus. A yoke is a contraption built to combine the strength of two animals, such as a bull or an ox, to make the workload lighter. We also yoke to Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 11:29-30, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know what the problem is with Christianity today? They're yoking to the wrong things. They yoke to the worldly psychiatrist, the worldly doctor, Dr. Phil, Oprah. They'd rather listen to their unsaved friend or unsaved coworker about how to get through the storms of life. They say, you know what? You need money. Take that job on this Sunday. Hey, you know what? You need to save. You don't have to tithe. You don't have to have faith in the Lord. That is not yoking to Jesus. You're yoking to the world, and then you wonder why you're more miserable than you started out. Yoke to Jesus. Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Don't fear, because you are of value to God. Ye are more of value to God. Let it be far from us to think that the Lord doesn't care. Because let me tell you, the Lord indeed does care. Let me see. There's another Bible verse. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. When was the last time you asked the Lord to help you through some heartaches? When was the last time you prayed on your knees and said, Lord, I need your help? Like Moses asked the Lord for help when getting the people of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if a son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give you good things to them that ask of him? Hey, ask the Lord to help you get through the storm. I have to ask the Lord to help me get through the storm. If not, I will be discouraged. And the Lord has helped us. The Lord has helped us. Amen. And let's continue on. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Jesus is asking, look, why did you lose confidence in me? How come you don't have faith? Let me show you my power. God says, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The reaction of this individual should have been, you know what? The supreme ruler is on this ship. Lord, can you please calm the storm? And it would have been easier having faith that nothing would happen to him because Jesus was on board. Hey, if you're saved, Jesus is on board in your life. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's probably the disciples talking there, but I think it's the other little ships. It says, and there were also with him other little ships. Those are some other people out there. Who knows? Maybe they got saved because they saw Jesus calm in the storm. But you have to be very careful how you react to heartaches in front of the lost, in front of unsaved people, in front of your wife and kids. You got to be strong in the Lord. Let us not lose faith. Let us have confidence in the Lord that he'll get us through the storm. Do you still think that sometimes God doesn't care? Get rid of that thinking. Let's ask God to forgive us for thinking that, because the Lord does care. He careth for you. Let's pray. God, help us, remind us, Lord, that you do care for us. Please, Lord, forgive us of being faithless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.